Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Bill Fokkerson, who's a field officer with Norco Cooperative based at Lismore in northern New South Wales. Today in our discussion, we're looking at brassicas as a feed for dairy cows. Bill, there's been a lot of research done into brassicas over many years and as a feed for dairy cows, particularly during the autumn on the north coast of the state. What are the advantages of potentially using brassicas?
Brassicas, to start with, are a very high quality feed in terms of energy and protein, and one that you can plant fairly early, probably as early as oats and earlier than ryegrass. And for that reason, it provides the potential to give you a really good quality feed sort of by mid-autumn at the latest. And the other advantage is that it's got a very large harvest window, grazing window, which is pretty important on the north coast because often, you know, you may get wet weather where the cows can't go onto a crop because of waterlogged conditions for 2 or 3 weeks. Well, with brassicas, it doesn't really matter because they just keep growing and they don't lose. You don't lose any yield. The leaves just keep growing upwards and upwards. We've gone from some extremes where perhaps after 5 weeks after sowing, you can perhaps get 2.5 tonnes of dry matter, and we've left some of them to 4 months or even longer where you can utilise something like 8 tonnes of dry matter. So you've got that incredible harvest window.
Now, you say that they grow for a long period and can be utilised for a long period of the autumn and winter, but are there any tricks in managing feeding brassica to dairy cows?
They are. They're sort of a different crop, and they're actually got very low fibre levels and fairly high water levels and very high nitrate levels, so there's a limit to what the amount that you can feed to cows, and that limit's about 5 kilograms of dry matter per cow per day, which is quite a lot. It's probably the average of what most farmers feed in the bale, so it's a very useful feed at that time. When you're feeding it, you really have to control its feeding. You can't just leave cows on there. You need to leave them on there for 1 or 2 hours and just monitor how much they eat. And also to provide a fibre source of some kind, like hay or silage or even kikuyu grass, to complement their low fibre content. Otherwise, cows do get sick.
The time of feeding important at all in the brassica's development?
Probably only important in terms of if you feed it too early. The nitrate levels in brassica are very high compared to ryegrass, and they're highest in the first grazing, and they actually fall with increased time of growth. And that's why we say usually, you know, about 6 to 7 weeks is the earliest you should really graze them for that reason.
You mentioned only putting them in for a couple of hours at the most during any day to graze on brassica crops. Is straight after milking okay, or when is the best time of the day to graze a brassica crop?
Straight after milking is okay, but then you can't put them onto, say, succulent ryegrass. You need to put them onto a roughage source, a hay or silage or kikuyu, because the grain in the bale and the brassica and the succulent ryegrass are just too low in fibre and will make the animal sick. So generally, certainly when they come out of the brassicas, you need to put them on some sort of high fibre source. The other thing is too that because of the high nitrate levels, they're a bit bitter. It's probably best if you can to actually graze the brassica after afternoon milking when the sugars are higher and the nitrates are lower, but it's not always convenient to do that, obviously, because you've got to then go and take the cows out of that brassica after about an hour. But that's certainly the ideal time to graze them. And if you can't do that, just graze them after morning milking. But
now, I've heard it takes a while for cows to actually get used to eating brassicas.
Yeah.
Do you get around that issue and make them like the brassica crop?
It takes about 2 days for cows to get used to a pure brassica crop. On the third day, they're usually good. And what you need to do is give them a very small area, you know, not the normal area that you will give them, but a small area, and just leave them in there for an hour, hour and a half, and just make them start to nibble the brassica. And by the third day, they should all be grazing the brassica. If they've had brassica before, there's no problems. Once they get used to brassica, they've got the taste of it for life. And if you've got a herd and there's heifers in it and they haven't had it, that's no worries either. The older cows will soon get used to eating the brassicas when the older cows are grazing.
Now, you say a small area for start to get used to the brassica crop, but is there sort of any particular area size that you should consider, or do you run electric fences and just raise a proportion of your brassica crop at any one time?
Well, we've got some prime facts which show that it's a bit hard to talk about it just like this, but you just simply take a square metre and just cut off the leaves to where they would not, cows would normally graze, and just weigh that, and you can initially just work out how many square metres you need. And once you've done that for the first couple of days, then you just adjust the fence in relation to how they clean up the brassicas. You know, it's quite easy, but to do that when after the first couple of days.
What about tainting of milk? Brassicas in the past have been notoriously noted for potentially tainting. Are there anything you should consider to reduce or to eliminate that tainting?
You usually can completely eliminate it if you actually graze the brassicas after the morning or the night milking. If you graze brassicas before milking, you will definitely get taints in the milk and have a problem. But if you do it after milking, there's no problem.
What about with the brassica crop itself? Are there any pests or problems that producers should look at in their brassica crops?
If farmers are going to put a pure brassica crop like forage rape in, one problem that they can have, if they've got a seed bank in the soil that's fairly broadleaf weeds, it is a problem because you can't spray the crop with a broadleaf herbicide without killing the brassica. So that's a problem. Grass obviously is no problem. You can spray that out. So that's one issue. The second issue, I guess, is butterflies or white butterflies. They will lay their eggs and, you know, you'll get the grubs that will eat the brassica. And in most cases, if you're doing it in autumn, if you're growing it in autumn, it's not a real big deal, but you can spray for it. It's not that expensive, or otherwise just graze it a little bit earlier and get rid of the leaves so the caterpillars have nothing to graze on till the next grazing. You usually get at least three good grazings out of a pure brassica crop, and that probably takes you through to probably August. And that's why after the first grazing, after six weeks or so, you need to oversow the brassica with ryegrass. Ryegrass just stays there dormant until the brassica crops peter out in August, and then the ryegrass takes over, so that you've got ryegrass during the spring. Because if you don't do that, you really end up with very little in the spring.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.